episode of Deacon and Dad post-election.
This is the dad, and I'm actually in sort of a dad grumpy mood, partially because I need to do some, as I used to say at a place where I worked, corrections and clarifications. Okay,
at
our
times.
Yeah, at our last podcast, I talked about how I thought that Donald Trump, alias Agent Orange.
Yes, I like Agent Orange.
Had gone too far when he talked about grabbing women's private parts, and that was a bridge too far. And I thought a lot of women were going to get into the booth and change their mind and vote for Hillary. I was wrong, and I don't understand it, and I don't pretend to. All I can say is, quoting a friend of mine, they just didn't care.
Nope.
Okay, so having said that,
what really happened was white man.
I have to, again, I'm going to...
Okay, what's your assessment this time?
It's white people.
Okay.
See, because people of color came out. Okay.
I don't think enough of us did.
No. I take that. No, that's not true. Well, obviously not enough of us did. But not enough of white people decided to change their... to vote against their best interests, as people are often to do.
They voted against their best interests.
Yeah. So, which is also sort of the... My correction was I was wrong about white women voting for Trump. My clarification is that I'm changing my attitude about how I refer to some people in America in general about being racist.
Okay.
I was getting into, every now and then I go into my sort of amateur historian, professorial, nuanced view of things.
All right.
So I was into saying white privilege because I thought racist was just a little too, there are racist, but white privilege was really the thing. It's the people are, but I, after Trump, I was like, no, I'm sorry. I've used two words when I should have used one. And the one word is racist. I feel like an old revolution.
Yeah, and it's not just against black people. This is against anybody who's not white. That's right.
Okay, so part of what happened today, my iPhone broke. It was my own fault, but I'm without my phone. Okay, so here's the thing that's been getting. I have maintained that what we're going through in this country right now is sort of like a 40-year cycle. We go through this every 40 years. This is where I'm sounding like the grumpy old black man.
All right.
Because I was walking around without my phone. And at first I was like, freaked out, I don't have my phone, I can't listen to podcasts. I'm like, wait a minute, this is 1976. You don't have, cell phones aren't available unless you have a lot of money. And like, what the heck? So I can walk down the street without worrying about my phone. I don't have to look down. I don't have to have my earphones in to listen to stuff. I can keep my head up while I'm walking down the street. And I walked around to the bar where we are recording this, as we always do at Hoja Santa, at the historic corner of DeKalb and Vanderbilt. So I thought, well, wait a minute. So 40 years ago, I'm sort of taking a look, but we were going through stuff like George Wallace was being racist and won a bunch of southern states.
The Bushes were. The Bushes.
Yeah, well, I'm not even Nixon and his southern strategy and law and order and it's just all this stuff, but it's just sort of like it's coming around again. And one of the things that I deliberately did not watch the election returns.
Mm-hmm.
I actually watched, believe it or not, I watched reruns of The West Wing. And then I went to bed. And then I woke up in the morning. And my wife says, "Oh my God, Trump won." And she's freaked out. And I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And then I thought, you know,
we've been here before,
done this, and it's like there's no sense in getting all freaked out.
No, it, I guess, you know, it was a shock. I stayed up the whole night watching it because for some reason I just did not want to wake up to a shock.
Okay.
So and I think it was around 11:30, and the poll, he was just so far ahead. I was like, and at that moment, all the newscasters were just their moods changed. They're like, oh wait a second, he's gonna win.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is, and I just saw the dumbfoundedness on their faces.
Yeah.
And I said, well, partly, and you know everyone's got their theory about why he won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a combination of a bunch of things. Did the media give him a lot of unpaid publicity? Absolutely.
Okay.
Because people went home to see what crazy shit he said, and all they did was cover it.
Yes.
And they thought that was going to be enough to turn everybody off. No, you did not give enough coverage to the other candidates, and it became a reality show, and that's what he's fucking perfect at.
Yes.
They handed it to him.
Right. Well, see, I'm not going to blame the media.
No, not
totally.
Fully.
No,
I'm
no,
talking
no,
about
no.
there's a combination
I,
of things.
I know, but see, the combination boils down to me.
Racism.
It's just racism.
Racism.
This is, I was listening to some, another podcast, and this black woman reporter, and she was all freaked out, and she called her mother, whom she thought would be, like, really, really freaked out, because her mother's one of those people who always panics about everything.
Okay.
You know? And she calls her mother. She gets this sort of, "Hey, how you doing?" Very nonchalant. She's like, "What's going on? Why aren't you freaked?"
Uh-huh.
She goes, "No." And she says, "You do know where you are."
Thank you.
And the woman said,
"Yep."
"What do you mean?" She said, "Oh, I'm in America."
America. That is right.
So, you know, it's, sometimes you have to go back to just look at history and look at history realistically and not sugarcoat it, not color coded.
Oh, yeah.
And just say, well, wait a minute. You know, but this country was founded
upon racism, bigotry,
and
misogyny,
xenophobia, homophobia.
This is America.
You know, so I'm at the point where it's like, okay, why am I? I'm not surprised. And now, I'm saying, I'm putting myself in the, I don't want to say the grumpy old black man,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just saying, hey. Listen, I've lived through a time when it was, I mean, it's dangerous now,
mm-hmm.
but when it was really dangerous to be a black man in America, and your grandfather, the stuff he went through, I mean, that it was really, really dangerous.
Yeah, it's still in it. Yeah, I mean, we live in America. It's not nearly as bad as some other countries, of course, who are just simply, their government just kills people, you know.
But it's not
willingly.
Look, you've grown up, and
so I'd rather be here than those
places.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that we've made some progress. It ain't nearly enough, and we keep slipping back, you know. But the you know, you push the rock up the hill, and then the fable that well, see, what happens is, fortunately, when we get it up the hill, it doesn't roll all the way back down. So we don't have quite as far to go to reach the peak.
That's but it's a steep motherfucking hill.
Yes, it is a steep
hill. It's a steep hill, boy.
But the point is, you can't go back down. You got to keep, the rock comes down. It's like, oh, shit, here we go again.
Right.
I got to keep pushing this damn thing up the hill.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, I'm going to slip, or they're going to slip, or some guy's going to leap out of a crevice in a cave and kick the stone back down the hill.
He's going to leap out of it. In case we get too far ahead, they said that they already set a booby trap ahead.
Oh, my God, here come the racist commandos to kick the rock back down the hill.
Right, right.
I accept that.
And I've purposely not watched the news since, like, the day after. I was like, you're still talking about them.
Well, yeah, there's no way not to talk about it. The guy is the president-elect. No, I know. But I did go back into my repertorial, historical, professorial, grumpy old black man, looking at things like, "Are you youngins, calm down? Dude, look, he can't even keep his transition team together. I mean, half of it.
You know, but people kept saying that he ain't gonna get elected. He can't."
No, he's saying all this stupid stuff.
People keep dropping off left and right for him.
I understand, and I'm just saying that when it comes down to the end of this, it's gonna be rough. We're gonna have some tough times.
I feel like it's the going back to the way things used to be, meaning just our government does not represent us. It's like, what y'all doing ain't got shit to do with me anymore.
Right.
That's how I feel. It's like, okay, y'all gonna run away, stupid shit.
Okay, and I think a lot of people are gonna end up feeling that way.
I'm not saying I'm dropping out or anything.
We got our own stuff to deal with.
And it's like,
But I think everybody's got all those white people who voted for Trump, some of them are going to have buyer's remorse because they are not going to get the stuff that they thought they were going to get. It was a wonderful, hey, we're going to change things, we're going to shake up Washington. And you look like, no, you're not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You know, the earth is still going to revolve around the sun. The sun does not revolve around the earth. Facts are facts, and you can't ignore them forever.
And global warming is, climate change is real, and if we don't stop it, it will wipe everything out. The earth will heal itself.
Yeah.
See, we won't be here.
I'm not worried about the earth.
I ain't worried about the planet.
The
planet's going to be fine.
To take this silly analogy, the earth is a black woman. She's been through so much shit, and at the end of it, she's still going to be there.
Uh-huh.
She's still going to pick up the pieces. She's still going to raise the kids. She's going to she's going to take care of everything, make sure her kids are fed and clothed, and the planet's going to be okay. So all the plants and the animals and all that stuff, we're just another estate part of what goes on Earth. Mother Earth is going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, we're the ones. I should say Mama Earth.
Mama Earth. That's right. Yeah, we're only hurting ourselves. But, yeah, I can't even predict what's going to happen. I have no idea. I don't know if he's... All the thing I know, he's not going to be an effectual president.
No.
Not at all. But he's... I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Okay. Now, if you want to have the back to the nuance discussion, I mean, look at what happened with Obama. One of the smartest guys who's ever been president.
Yeah.
Calm, collected, smart, thinks ahead, makes rational decisions. And 8 years of people saying no, and he still got a lot done.
Mm-hmm.
And he still walked out with his hair's a little grayer. But this man made us, he made us proud.
Oh, absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of people not of color who are going to miss that man.
Oh, yeah, they're
going to
realize.
They're going to go, like, what the?
Well, you know what? They may miss it, but still, at the end of the day, this is what they want. They want to change, no matter, like you said, like, even if it's against their best interest.
Right.
That's just racist.
I'm going back to racism because that's where that was the thing that's affected me all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I also got to say, there's a bunch of sexism, too.
Absolutely.
Okay? I mean, there wasn't.
Yeah, secondarily.
In any other context, Hillary would be president. I mean, you know, if you're going to say, oh, God, she's a lifelong politician, it's like, what other profession can you not have experience and be the head of the company?
Right. That's all. Every criteria for a leader went out the door.
Yeah.
He says stupid stuff, doesn't have a plan. When you say, what is your plan? You're like, just hire me, and I'm going to come up with a great plan once I get in.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to turn around and be morally correct when I get in. No, you're not.
He's going to get pushed in some ways. But I'm just thinking about all of the other, even the Republicans. I mean, and I've said this before to you, and I may have said it on a previous podcast, but most of these guys have some experience. There is something on their resume to suggest that they're okay. They were in government before. They were a governor, or they were a senator, or military. Something with some executive experience within the government.
With government, right.
And
government public service, not solely businessman. Shady businessman in there.
Well,
I can say shady politicians, but
there's an old joke about the definition of an honest politician. It's one who stays bought.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, So it's like, you know, if the dude's gonna take the money, or he's gonna do favors for his friends, if I know that, I don't have any reason to get upset totally because of that's how he operated.
No, definitely give him favors. We just got to make sure he's not trying to kill us and throw us back into fucking slavery.
I wish it was that simple. I wish that he was just a straight out racist. He is racist. He is homophobic. He is xenophobic. He is sexist. But there's no depth to this. This is not something that he thinks, to me, intellectually has said, oh, this is the way the world works and I believe it. It's just like, this is a spoiled rich kid who had everything handed to him, and then he wants to hand everything to his kids.
And he had everything handed to him, including the presidency.
Yeah. You know,
so his world is completely justified.
Yeah. I mean, this is what was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I would say he was the golden boy, but he's orange.
No. I still think he never really planned to win. He didn't really want it, but he's like, oh, shit, I got power? I got more power? Oh, hell yeah, I'll take it.
No, but now I think I think it's coming down to, again.
Nobody realizes, oh, shit, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. I don't know if you ever saw the movie The Candidate. It's a Robert Redford movie from probably 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
I remember the title. I don't know if I saw it.
Okay, so here's this, like, young idealist, California guy. And he's running for the Senate in California. But he's, like, says everything he wants. But then he ends up hiring a couple of professional strategists. They, you know, put him in a suit, and they trimmed his long hair, and they had him read the teleprompter, and he started saying all these things that were more mainstream, and he wasn't quite the revolutionary firebrand he had been, and he gets elected. And he's sitting in the hotel room after they announced the election, and his campaign manager, who's the old grizzled professional, comes in, and Robert Redford looks up at the guy and says, what do I do now? And that's the end of the movie.
Right.
And so I was thinking about it. It's, again, me going back to grumpy old man, looking back, saying, this shit's happened before. This is nothing new. And I know it's hard, and I know it's tough, and we gotta push that rock up the hill again, one more time. But, you know, you didn't go through some of the stuff that I went through. I didn't go through some of the stuff my father went through, and sure as hell didn't go through stuff my great-great-grandfather went through.
No.
So,
I'm still concerned about the same things I was concerned about. Being shot by cops.
Yes.
Being just discriminated against.
Yes.
In some shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
And I'm deathly afraid of the company sinking back into a recession, because that's what happens when every single Republican administration.
Okay, but we...
And we're bad enough. It felt like we were just getting to the edge to say, okay, we're good again, or we're at least getting good. Now it's like, damn, we're going to go backwards.
But you're going to go through this, and I mean, you got to remember that as you grew up, we were concerned about the same things that you're concerned about now, but doubly so because it happened not so much with more frequency, but nobody knew it. The only way we knew about black people being shot by cops was in reading it in black media.
Right. Oh, yeah. That hasn't changed.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I have
no meaning the frequency and the...
But because... And I got to say, the change has been everybody's got a camera on their phone. And so suddenly, people are seeing things that they hadn't seen before, or they didn't believe. And even then, they don't believe
it. They still don't believe it.
It's like, well, what did this person do to get shot by the cop? I mean, he had his hands up, but...
Black.
Well, I mean...
That was it.
But see, that's the next step they've got to get to. You have got to recognize your racism. Or you have to recognize the racism of this country. And then you have to say, oh, shit. And then you got to change. Or at least can talk about it. But we get closer and closer to talk about it. And that's something new. That's the one new thing that's happened in this generation, as far as I'm concerned. Is that there was a time when there were a lot of white people I just couldn't talk to. Mm-hmm. I you know, sort of smiled, walked away, and like shook my head after I was out of the room.
Right. Going to poor thing.
Yeah,
going poor thing. Y'all don't know shit.
Okay, but I went through a period where I would want to sort of explain to people. And now I'm back to the point where it's like, the evidence is right there.
Yeah. Y'all
now you, yeah, but your generation and the generations to come, I hope, will continue the fight. And sometimes we make a joke about it. Sometimes we have to white-splain stuff to people. I have to say, look, you don't know what it's like to be black in this country. And you keep telling me, oh, I don't see this. Of course you don't see it.
Of course you don't see it. No, of course not. So...
Anyway, so
final thought. That was good.
Okay.
So let's just remind everyone that we live in the United States of America, and it was founded upon bigotry, racism, xenophobia, and sexism.
Right.
We're still here.
We're still
be
here.
Safe and continue to fight.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.